From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Something that has not been seen since the early 19th century and will not happen again for 220 years will unfold in just a few months. The cicadapocalypse will bring forth two different broods of cicadas from underground to fill the air with their near-deafening drone. It's expected that billions of cicadas will make it to the surface this spring. One group is known as Brood 19 and emerges every 13 years. The other one is called Brood 13 and makes an appearance every 17 years. A couple of things to know about this rare occurrence. One, the two groups or broods will not overlap much. Second, they do make noise, but other than that, they are completely harmless. Third, they will start to emerge when the temperature of the soil 8 inches down reaches 64 degrees. And I just got a picture of those little cicadas with a packed suitcase keeping a close watch on a little tiny thermometer. It will start around mid-May, but the emergence will be staggered, extending the time you will notice them to about a six-week period. That six-week period will be packed with lots of noise, with the cicadas mating and then dying. Parts of the Midwest and Southeast are due for cicadas this spring. Northern Illinois, along with southern Wisconsin, eastern Iowa, and northwest Indiana, are likely to see bugs from Brood 13. Central and southern Illinois, most of Missouri, and scattered areas of Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas are due to get Brood 19 bugs. There are some areas of central Illinois where the two broods' geographic ranges have historically been close to each other and could potentially overlap. However, predictions of a cicada apocalypse in Brood 13 and Brood 19 show up at the same place at the same time are probably exaggerated. Cicadas don't bite or sting, and if your pet eats one, they will be just fine. There's more to this story and a whole lot more stories at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.